Mother's Day is just around the corner, and the countdown clock is ticking. Do not miss out on the opportunity to deliver the smile that only comes from 1-800-Flowers.com. This Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers has beautiful bouquets guaranteed to show your mom just how much you appreciate her. Right now, when you order a dozen multicolored roses for $29.99, 1-800-Flowers will give you another dozen plus a vase for free. That's 50% off the original price. 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is BONES to get this, my last name. A beautiful mix of roses and a rainbow of colors. They're going to show your mom how much she's loved, or your wife, or your mother-in-law. 1-800-Flowers. They're picked at their peak. They're shipped overnight to make sure they're fresh. A dozen multicolored roses, $29.99, plus a vase for free. It's an amazing offer right now. To order these, 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter the radio icon, push the little button, type in my name, BONES. 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is BONES. You have to hurry because the offer ends on Thursday.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. Hello. And good morning, studio.
Morning.
Eddie was telling me about this app called the No Wait app. It's like a restaurant app, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What does it do?
Basically, if you're going to a restaurant, you go to the app and see if the restaurant, if there's a waiting list and see how long it is. And if it's like about the time that you're going to take to get from your house to the restaurant, you just click like, all right, put me in line. And in 30 minutes when you get there, it's ready for you. So you don't have to wait at the restaurant.
That's really cool, but you could also just use the name of the Bobby Bones Show and you have no wait.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's better
that.
Than an app.
That's not true.
That's better than an app.
That's not true. I'd rather you not do that. But
okay.
That's also not true. You could definitely get rejected.
Because the thing about this app is that not all the restaurants have it. So if it doesn't have it, I'll use
Can we not name drop the show for any reason whatsoever?
I try not to.
No, not try. I don't.
Oh.
Like, I just don't. Period. And if I don't, I don't think anybody else should get to.
Okay. I agree. That's embarrassing. Like,
it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Here's the thing. You choose not to. You can do whatever you want. You have a choice. You choose not to drop the name.
Okay,
so you're saying you can't?
Listen.
That's not accurate.
If it were the Lunchbox Show, Lunchbox should drop the name. If it were the Eddie Show, Eddie could drop the name.
It's because your name is...
Yes,
the
you're
name
using
of the show.
My name to
Thanks.
Drop.
And you're acting like it has... I mean, sure, could it have weight? Maybe, yes. But then what if it does? It's just embarrassing to be like...
But even if it does, it's like, we got to let him up. And then...
You feel cool.
No.
Like you walk in, you're like, Lunchbox.
Yeah, but Lunchbox,
Bobby
you sometimes...
Show.
You act like you are Bobby Bones.
I do. If that doesn't work, I'm like, Bobby Bones coming. Oh, really? Oh, we can get you right in. That's perfect. Or if you call ahead and you're on the phone, can I get a reservation for Bobby Bones? Oh, we can get you in any time. No problem. Be there.
I don't like that.
Guess Bobby's not showing up. Sorry about that.
So no more doing that.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
So just use the app.
Use the app. Use
BobbyBones.com. Whatever you need to use.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Angela Fulmer's rescue dog, Capone, would not stop barking. She went out to check the source of the barking. She's like, what's going on? And discovered the plug to her microwave was on fire. Capone, the dog, had been rescued by the family just 18 months earlier. She got all the kids and the dog out before the flame shot up and caught the kitchen ceiling on fire. The whole kitchen caught on fire. But had the dog not been barking at the microwave?
Yeah.
Had they not adopted the dog?
Yeah. All of it.
That's crazy. So, shout out to her. Shout out to Capone, the dog. The firefighters did get there and manage it. Shout out to everybody there. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Connecticut. The wife of longtime ESPN broadcaster Chris Berman died in a traffic accident. In New York, in the Bronx, thousands of patient records were leaked in a hospital data breach. It was an issue with the server. About 7,000 people's info's out there. And finally, in Montana, that 25-year-old woman who went on a hike got lost. She's been found safe nearly a week after she went missing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, time for your Thursday morning positivity. A little segment we call Tell Me Something Good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. A student gets a job offer during the college graduation ceremony, right in the middle of it. As Melanie Sanchez was waiting to collect her diploma at the University of Central Florida, The marketing major got a call that she'd been waiting for. Her phone rang. She was like, huh, I just interviewed with them. So she answered it with her cap and gown on. And then we're like, hey, listen, we got your interview. We think you did fantastic. We'd like to offer you this job. And she was like, I'm about to graduate. This is the greatest day ever. Accepted the job, hung up, went and got her diploma.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's a pretty good day.
Yeah.
Amy, tell me something good.
Well, since Casey Schaefer was about 7 years old, he always wanted his grandpa Charles to be the best man in his wedding. Well, fast forward to Casey being an adult, he asked his 90-year-old grandpa to be his best man.
Wow. Your grandfather, maybe your grandfather, your husband's grandfather.
My husband's grandfather.
Was your efficient.
He married us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was 95
really
at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so cute and awesome.
He was very cute.
And special.
He was really old.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look at this guy. Like, I hope when I'm 80, I can do that.
No, he's
still alive.
No, he's since passed away, but we've been married for 10 years now. But he lived in
105. That'd be a heck of a run.
Yeah.
95 is a heck of a run.
Wow. I know, but he lived in Hot Springs Village and golfed every day and canoed and did all kinds of stuff at 95.
I just
tennis.
Remember thinking it was amazing. He was, yeah, it was crazy.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Stay active.
A lunchbox. Tell me something good.
Clementine was born with spina bifida, where she said the doctor said she was going to be in a wheelchair her whole life. She's 8 years old. And she's at school and she gets a little thing that says they're starting a running club. So she takes a little form home to her parents. They're like, well, you're not going to be able to do that. You know, you can't run or anything. She's like, just sign the form. So Clementine just finished her first 5K, got out of the wheelchair, started running.
Wow.
Said, doctors don't know anything.
Well, they do.
They do.
That's what Clementine said.
Yeah. I like her attitude. But let me just say for the record, doctors know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For those that also would like to challenge their doctors. But Clementine, that's awesome. That's a good story right there. The doctors were wrong in this case. The prescription was incorrect. All right, there you go. Thank you.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
What do we think about The Rock running for president? I mean, it's a little ridiculous, right?
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, I kind of like it. I like The Rock.
Yeah, I like The Rock, too. Here's the thing, though, and the difference between The Rock and Donald Trump.
Oh.
Because everybody's like, oh, famous to grunt. Donald Trump had a lot of businesses, and that was really his thing. The fame had the notoriety, but really it was he's been very successful in business, regardless of how you feel about
right.
him. The Rock has wrestled and acted in movies. I like The Rock as a person? Do I think I would hang out with him more than Donald Trump? Yeah.
Yeah.
He just seems like a normal dude. And he's also not 70. You know what I mean?
That's true. And what about Jesse Ventura? Like, he got elected governor and all he did was wrestle. The Rock should start somewhere else. Small, you know, like Ronald Reagan ran for office in California.
He was the governor. So, I mean, yes.
I know. But I'm saying start in your state, run for office, then work your way up. Because I guess he doesn't really have anything other than I love Fast and the Furious.
I don't think there are rules, though. You can do whatever you want.
I guess that's
like,
true.
Like, I genuinely consider running for governor of Arkansas.
Yeah.
I have no political experience.
Yeah, but I think that's a good place to start. Like, if you just start...
Governor's not a good place to start. Like, running for, like,
county commissioner.
Mayor of a town or something. Like, the wrestler Kane is running for mayor of a town right outside of Knoxville or Chattanooga.
Oh.
And
okay.
So...
I mean, you're not, like, starting with president, you know? So that's good.
You never know.
Okay.
Well, so how do you feel about it? You thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up. Run for it. I mean, see what you get. We'll learn more about him.
Do you think he's serious?
I have no idea.
Scandal's going to end after next season.
Don't say that.
Modern Family's been renewed for 2 more seasons. The weird thing about Modern Family is all the kids are just getting so old.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Modern Adult Family where some of them should move out because like
modern
you're of age.
Modern kids are going to college.
Yeah, so I saw that yesterday. The names that people are using, new baby names, Archer, Roman, Ace, Evangeline,
ooh,
and then Bowie. And you try to find the roots of these?
Probably David Bowie.
That's the only one I could think. And then Ace of Spades. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, people playing a lot of Rummy nowadays. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Kelly Clarkson is the first choice to be judge on the new American Idol. Supposedly, ABC really wants her, and she's interested enough to where she's clearing her schedule, though nothing is official yet.
She got paid a ton of money. Mm-hmm. She's very likable.
Totally.
And she has new music coming out.
Oh, well, that's a win-win.
If I'm supposed to say that.
Oh. That's okay. Oh, speaking of, we'll just move on to legit new music. Brett Eldridge is set to release his self-titled album on August 4th. This is going to be Brett's third album. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. A man had a couple possums in his house, and he couldn't get them to leave. So he's like, how can I do it? I'll smoke them out. So he started a little fire, thinking the smoke would scare them, let them run out. Only problem is, caught the house on fire, caused $50,000 in damage.
Got him.
Ooh.
Did they ever leave, though?
I don't know if the possums got out. And did you know possums is spelled with an O at the beginning?
I did.
Because I see it in the story, and I almost called them opossums.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's weird. Yeah. All right. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Here I come. Here I come. Got my new shoes.
Okay.
Amy dropped off my Yeezys at the house yesterday. Look at those right there. Man, look at those.
Wait.
What?
That's what all the hype was over?
That's what Yeezys look like.
That's what Yeezys look like.
They look cool.
They're like angels on my feet.
What is this, sharp dressed man?
Legs. He got shoes. I opened my front door yesterday, and the bag was just at the porch. And I was just like, why didn't Amy come in the house? And I guess I was doing a Bobby cast with Brandy Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a bunch of cars in my house. It was Mike D's car, my car, and Brandy's car. And so Amy was like, I don't want to interrupt. But I opened the door, but somebody could have stolen them.
I know. I started to think that. I was like, oh, no. Somebody better get to the porch fast.
Yeah. But I have them on. And again, it feels like little angels kissing my toes every time I take a step. Wow. My birthday present from Amy. And people said, do I still count it even though it's over a month for my birthday? And the answer is yes, of course I don't. So
baby, if you want the girl, just random shoes then.
No, they're awesome. There's a picture up on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Don't turn around. This is Brandy Clark here. She stopped by the house last night. We talked for a while. If you want the girl next door, then go next. And Brandy's written songs like Mama's Broken Heart and Follow Your Arrow and I mean, a bunch. Brandy also went to college on a basketball scholarship.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was pretty nuts. So you can listen to the Bobbycast. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast. Or go to iTunes and search Bobbycast and subscribe. One word, Bobbycast. I'm taking this parasite medicine again. Listen, when I go and hang out with our friend Ahmad, he's a trainer, and he's like a life coach, and he has like all, whatever. He's like, you got a parasite. I'm like, no, I don't. Anyway, he goes out and he buys me this parasite medicine again. He bought it. It's called Parasmart. And so he bought it, and I was like, I'll just take it. It's 15 days. You take like 3 a day, but it tastes so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he's convinced. I think he's convinced everybody has parasites.
That's what he says, everybody.
So I'm taking it. But I don't have parasites like, because again, I don't think I have parasites.
Like whatever. Me?
But you actually went to Haiti. And like got real, like I think you had like a squid in your belly or something.
No, but I mean, I don't know if I got it in Haiti, but I know that I had a legit parasite. But you can get them in the U.S. You don't have to travel to another country to get them.
Yeah, the kind you had though.
Yeah.
You don't get those hanging around the neighborhood.
Okay, thanks.
Like I don't have the kind that you had. Life satisfaction dips at what age, you think?
80?
No, it's actually really good as you get way older.
Oh.
Because you kind of are at peace with everything.
Okay, 45?
Yeah, it's exactly
really?
It.
Really?
At 45 years old. Because it's considered middle age now.
Mm.
And people feel like when you're at that middle line, if you at least don't have the super direction that you're going, here's the thing that I learned about life. I've been on this planet a long time, long enough, 37 years.
Right.
You never really know where you're going, ever. And as soon as you get it figured out, big old left turn happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want it to happen. Sometimes you think it's bad and it ends up being good. Sometimes it's good and ends up being bad. You just never know. But at 45, that's when it goes down.
Man, I feel like at 45, I'm going to be just starting.
Oh, yeah? You haven't started yet? Well, why don't we wrap that up a little earlier then? If you feel like you're just going to start at 45.
I don't know. I feel like I used to be scared of 40 or, you know, but now that we're getting close to that, like, I'm excited for it. Like, I feel just as young as we were 10 years ago.
When you're 12.
Except for my knee.
22 seems like it's way adult. When you're 22, 30, ugh, that's so old.
Yeah.
When you're 30, it's like, I get it. there really is no difference in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I remember asking our old program director, Jay Shannon. We were sitting in his office one day, and he was, I think he's like 13 or 14 years older than I am. And I was like, do you still feel like a kid in your mind? Because he had kids and wife. And he was like, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
He said, there are different responsibilities that you have to have when you get kids, but you really don't change. And I always thought you just hit this point where I was like, now I'm an adult in my brain.
Yeah.
And so.
I'm not there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, shoot, I have to be an adult today.
I feel like at certain parts of my brain, like I'm very mature and some I'm just not.
Yeah.
Because I had to get mature really early in the life stuff.
I agree with that. Like, you had to grow up fast. Yeah.
But then again, when it comes to, like, commitment and relationships, I'm like a 12-year-old still. And, like, how I dress. 10, maybe 10 years old.
Yeah.
I'm in, like, camo, like, borderline capri pants and a John Mayer sweatshirt with a hood. You know? So,
yeah,
but
style.
But then again, yeah. Life.
Mm-hmm.
What is life?
I don't know. Life.
I can't wait
life.
To see you at 45, though, if that's where it starts, because you've been crushing it so far.
I can't wait to see you at 45.
I don't know if I'll...
Do you feel like it's going to be over for you at 45?
Yeah, I'm done.
Great.
Rap City at 45. I'm going to call it out. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. If you want to see the shoes Amy got me and see everybody complain about them, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram.
Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
My girlfriend sold me out yesterday hard.
On what?
Well... We were in the dressing room of our iHeart Country Festival, and Eddie left his clothes back there, and they were disgusting. They were wet, and he just forgets stuff.
What?
And so Lindsay was like, should we take these clothes back? And I was like, Eddie forgets everything. And they were old, they had holes in them. I was like, I'm not taking them. And so she texts Eddie and goes, hey, should I bring these back? He's like, yeah. So she ends up texting him going, hey, I got your clothes. Bobby told me to leave them, but I brought them back. She didn't have to put that in there.
Oh.
She did. I said, I was so thankful. I'm like, Lindsay, thank you so much. This is my favorite shirt. I've had it since I was 18 years old, and I can't believe I left them in the shower because I hung it to dry. And she said, well, it's a good thing I saw them because I said I was going to bring them, and Bobby was like, just leave them. He won't care.
No, I was like, leave
what
them.
What are you talking about?
She'd have to add that, first of all. She sold me out. Relationship status 80% now. It's dropped 3 points from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, relationship happiness at 80%.
I'm glad she brought that up because now I know where you stand.
I think he stands in like we got to teach him a lesson.
I will leave Eddie. I'll leave Eddie. Eddie's late everywhere. He leaves things.
I'm 38 years old. You're not going to teach me a lesson.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done getting taught lessons.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're not.
I am.
You have many lessons.
You
still to
have
learn.
Many lessons. You leave my t-shirt behind.
No, you leave it behind. You left your stuff. And it was old and disgusting and wet. And she went and had to go find a bag and put it in the bag. And you know what? Good for her. But whatever. She sold me out to Eddie. She could have just said, I brought you clothes. But I said she was like, Bobby did. Bobby told me to leave them.
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
Is that the fight you guys are having?
No.
No, oh. The fight was before that.
The fight was before that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So did you find out if you can give us the backstory of the fight?
What were we fighting about?
You said you were still like...
Yeah, I can't yet.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious what y'all fight about.
I can't get the back toward the fight yet.
Because we need to know. If
we're still in the middle
fault,
of the investigation.
The investigation. Yeah. Is it your fault or her fault?
There's no fault, but probably hers.
Bring it to Judge Common Sense. Oh,
wait, that's him.
I would tell you if it were my fault. I blame her for this fight. I just got so upset at her.
Well, I need to know then if you're blaming her.
Not yet.
Okay.
Regardless of who's to blame, I got upset at her.
Okay.
Really upset. Like my feelings were hurt. And so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just don't picture her hurting your feelings.
I know, right?
I don't see that either.
Me either, until it happens. Hits you right in the face, and you're like, bam, feelings hurt. Leave Eddie's clothes behind.
Since she brought my clothes, whatever the argument is, I'm sure she's right.
Yeah, her side.
You know, people don't give me enough credit for this dance party that happens on Friday. Like, I have to go through songs and songs and songs and songs. It's hard. Like, I have to find, like, 25, 30 songs every week because we do two dance parties. I'm going through songs last night, right? And I'll sit there for an hour and just listen to songs and try to see if it fits in the mix, you know, because I'm trying to mix them up. I don't have turntables or anything, but I do really try hard and try not to play the same songs over and over again.
Yeah.
And so I come across Who Let the Dogs Out, because I go through years and stuff, and I start listening to it, and I'm like, what a stupid song this was.
Pretty dumb.
And we loved it.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I'm listening to this going, how in the world did we make this a hit? Like, stadiums still play this song.
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping.
Yippee-yo.
And everybody having a ball.
I tell the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a pool with shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
I love it. Like, I think we regress as a society when this is a hit.
But this is going to last forever. I'm telling you.
I was just listening to it last night. Last night I was sitting at home listening to Tom Petty Wallflowers. And I was listening to that album. And I was like, you know what? I got to go find dance party music. And the first one I come across is...
Who let the dogs out?
And I was disgusted with that. Just in general. It will not make the dance party tomorrow.
What?
I decided to know. But...
Well, you got your fix today, just now.
I okay, did. Good. I needed it, too. I like this story. Dad had to go embarrass his son. His son was 17 years old. He'd been getting in trouble at school for talking too much during his physics class. So the school kept complaining, so the dad just goes and sits with him in class. He didn't tell the kid he was coming. The teacher was like, come on in. And he sits down beside his 17-year-old and embarrasses him, right? And so I started laughing, and I was like, why does this sound familiar? And then I remembered Amy's mom had to do this with her, sort of.
It hurts. I hurt for this kid. I was, I had a tardy problem to one of my math classes. I think it was, like, pre-calculus. I don't know.
What year?
11th grade. Oh. Junior year of high school.
Basically the same. Yeah.
Junior year. So my mom straight up showed up at my school and walked me to class to make sure that I got there on time. I was never late again. But it was so embarrassing. She told me she's going to do it, and I was like, there's no way she's actually going to show up and walk me to class, because it's not like the teacher asked her to do it or anything. She just thought of it on her own. And then next thing you know, I'm walking down the hall, and I hear Amy. And
oh,
I turn
no.
Around.
Familiar voice in a not around. Familiar place.
I turn around, and it's my mom. And she walked me from the first floor all the way up to the third floor to my math class.
She probably had to leave work.
Yeah, my mom had a job. Like, yeah. This was not, it's not like she had time in her day to do this, but she was determined to make sure she was going to find a way for me to no longer be tardy to math. And that was just a big, in between those classes, that was a big social time.
Usually it was only like 5 minutes.
No. It's big social time.
There's a lot to catch up on in that time of day, but she escorted me, and let me tell you, I was never late again.
A Michigan driver, 26 years old, has a GMC Envoy SUV. It rolled over, like a huge crash, right? And there was a spider in the car, and he's like trying to kill it. And as he's trying to kill the spider, because really, I'd freak out too if a spider was up there. I don't think I would calmly pull over. I'd be like, oh, no, 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 no. He hits it. He hits the thing, rolls the car over, and it's tumbling through.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what it was. He wasn't drunk.
It
wasn't texting. They looked at all that because they look at your phone.
Yeah.
None of that. It was a spider.
Wow.
Almost killed him.
Oh.
So I thought that was pretty crazy. Last night, Brandi Clarke comes over. And, like, Brandi Clarke has written so many songs. And, for example,
love can go to hell.
This is Brandi Clarke singing here.
Heartbeat meant, that's where I am.
Or this one.
So, baby.
But she wrote Better Dig 2 for Ban Perry.
It was called Put Me in the Ground, originally. Ban Perry changed the name, which was really smart. But Trevor said we should call it Put Me in the Ground, and in parentheses, a love song.
So it's things like that. They wrote this song, and the first time she ever heard it, it wasn't recorded or anything. It was at the CMAs, and they played it for the first time.
And let the stone say,
she's never used a credit card, ever.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, and like being a little OCD, like, I've never had a credit card because...
Wow.
Yeah, because I know I would get in trouble.
You've never had
never.
A credit card?
People are always shocked about that. I've never had a credit card.
I was talking about what? Like OCD tendencies, because one person can spot another. And I've never had to drink alcohol because I know if I had one, I'd have 1,000. And she's like... I've never had a credit card because I would use 1,000 swipes.
Whoa.
So crazy. Mm-hmm.
So if you go over to iTunes and search Bobbycast, you can hear Brandi and I at my house last night, or Jake Owen, or Dirk Bentley, or we do behind-the-scenes stuff at the show as well. So it's up. But she also wrote Mama's Broken Heart.
Go and fix your makeup, girl.
She talks about that.
Stop, break up, run and hide your crazy and
She wrote Merry-Go-Round with Kacey Musgraves. No, she missed Merry-Go-Round. They split into two rooms, and the room that she wasn't in wrote Merry-Go-Round while she wrote a different song.
That's terrible.
When Kacey Musgraves was making her first record, there were five of us that went on a retreat. So the first, we drew names in a hat. So the first trio was Josh and Shane and Kacey, and Luke and I were upstairs. So Luke and I write this fun song called I Drink to Get Drunk. We come downstairs and Shane and Kacey and Josh have written Merry-Go-Round. So, I mean, I would have loved to have had my name on that just for being up there messing around with Luke writing Drink to Get Drunk.
Isn't that funny?
It's so funny.
So she got her name drawn and they didn't write this song. It's really good. I hope you listen to it. I really love songwriters and love the stories. And she's also a great artist, too. And it ain't slowing down. Bobby Cat, there you go. Bobby Bones Show. Karen from Little Big Town be talking to us in just a little bit. Little Big Town has a new song, Happy People. I really like the song. Whatever makes you happy, people. When the record came out, this was my favorite song on the record. I remember listening to it for the first time. I love this song. Happy people don't fail. Happy people just learn. It's kind of a mamas and the papas kind of feel. Like a hippie vibe, you know what I mean? Do you hear the hippie vibe or no?
I hear it.
Yeah. If you want another secret, can't buy, gotta make it. You ain't ever gonna be. Karen from Little Big Town to be on the phone just a little bit. Do you know who Mamas and Papas are, Lunchbox?
I've heard the name, but I have no idea who they are.
What do you associate with them?
Old people.
Old people.
Yeah, like I feel like.
So you realize they're like 60s, 70s.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. With the name Mamas and Papas, I figure they're older, an older group.
But they were
younger.
What's
the difference that in Fallout Boy? Like,
good point.
Well, Fallout Boy.
Like, I'm just saying the name of the band.
Yeah, but I just feel like they probably got started later, too, because they're named Mamas and Papas, so they already had kids and they were old. That's what I figured they're named
after. Literal Mamas and Papas. Like, yeah. You know this song here.
I've heard that one before.
You know what it's called? And
the sky is gray. The sky is gray.
California Dreamin'.
Oh, okay.
Is that familiar to you?
I've heard it, yeah. I thought that was the Beach Boys, though.
They have a lot of California songs, too.
Yeah.
The Mama Cass, the lead singer of this group, the female, because you know what? It's kind of like Little Big Town, too, because they're two guys, two girls.
Yeah.
Vocalist.
Wow.
Now that I say that, I didn't either. But she was eating a sandwich, and she died. She choked on it and died.
Excuse me?
She was eating a ham sandwich.
What?
Uh-huh. No.
Isn't that crazy?
Was she alone?
Huh. I mean, I don't know about that. I was scared down on my knees
and I pretend to play. Because there's been times I've choked on food by myself and I thought I might not make it.
Amy, you're right. I did that with a Dorito once. I had a Dorito, lodged in my throat, like perfectly triangular, sticking all points into my throat. And I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. I could not get the Dorito out of my throat. I was punching myself in the chest so hard. I was hitting my back against the wall.
Yeah.
And then once it came out, I was like, I lived. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I thought divine intervention sucked that Dorito out of my throat, man. What was your food?
I mean, it's happened multiple times. I mean, I don't have a specific food. Literally, a lot of times it involves liquid, something liquid too, maybe with food, and then like to start choking. But yeah, it was someone not around her. Could they not do the Heimlich? Does the Heimlich not work a lot of times? Because I feel like we have a lot of tell me something good's where it works.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. She may have been alone. I don't know.
And maybe the Heimlich wasn't around back then.
Well, I think there was still maybe specifically. I don't know when the Heimlich. What do I know about the Heimlich maneuver? I'm going to start trying to figure out. Well, let me see. I started to see. Go ahead.
They sold 40 million records.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to Google them because I wanted. They were only popular for 4 years, and they sold 40 million records.
Different landscape than you had to buy a record if you wanted a song.
That's insane.
Yeah. So Anyway, Karen from Little Big Town will be on in a little bit. That was the whole point there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Shania Twain's song, Life's About to Get Good, her new one, is being used in a promotional ad for the 2018 Winter Olympics. The games are being held next February in South Korea.
The Winter Olympics are in South Korea?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know the climate there, so.
Me neither, really.
I hope it's cold.
Yeah.
I'm picturing mountains and snow.
Interesting. All right.
So Loretta Lynn is still on pace to make a full recovery from her stroke. Her sister, Crystal Gayle, hit up Twitter yesterday and thanked everyone for all the prayers and well wishes. She also gave props to the wonderful doctors and nurses who are taking care of Loretta. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Nicole in Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you calling. What's going on?
Okay, so I'm having a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah. I'm good at these, so go ahead.
I know. I'm trying to get as much advice as I can before I make any kind of huge decision.
Okay, I'll end it for you. Go ahead.
Two jobs.
Yeah.
I have a current job. I've been in this role for about 2 years, been with the company for 5. I applied for a new position because the job I'm in is not a one-person job, and I'm not able to really get much movement on getting help with things that I have to do every day. So I applied for this new job and they offered it to me. It's a significant pay increase.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be doing as much.
Boom. What's the issue here? So far, I take the job. What's the issue? I need to know the issue here.
I'm feeling a lot of guilt. My current department does take care of me. I've gotten promotions with them. I've gotten pay increases with them, but it's always seeming like it's covering up the true issue of I'm not able to do everything that's thrown at me, and I'm having to pick up other people's slack.
Okay, I have the easy answer here. And what I do is whenever I see a scenario like your own, I put it into my real life and think, how would I deal with it? So let me use Amy for example. Let's say you weren't in a contract. You can't go anywhere right now. You're in a contract. But let's say you weren't.
Okay.
And you came to me and you said, hey, Bobby, Ryan Seacrest just offered me a job on his show. Now, Amy and I have been together for how many years?
11
years. Like, Nicole, there's a lot of loyalty with us. Amy's one of my best friends in my life, okay?
Yeah.
If she comes to me and says, Ryan Seacrest just offered me a job on his radio show, I'd be like, wow. Is that a lot more money? Yeah, it is. Well, let me see what I can do. And if I would then try to make it better, entice you to stay.
Okay.
And if you couldn't, I would say, Amy, you need to go and take care of yourself.
Okay.
The loyalty that you would have to show me is just to be honest and say, hey, I've had this other job offer. I want to present this to you. It would be great for my family and for me.
And I know you've given me a lot.
And you've given me a lot.
And I'm thankful for it. And I wouldn't be with this job offer from Ryan Seacrest if it wasn't for you.
Yes.
So thank you.
So, Nicole, you should feel no guilt about looking out for yourself. As long as you go to your other job and say, hey, listen, I don't want to go. Is there anything that you can do to make the situation better? And if they can't, that's okay. They'll get somebody else in there and you go and everybody's happy.
Yeah, so they are trying to keep me, and I don't know if they're going to be able to match what this other job is offering. But then that makes me think, well, would I be getting all of this if I hadn't?
It doesn't matter. Like, also, you wouldn't be getting an offer if you hadn't done a good job. So take care of yourself. Give them the option. That's your loyalty right there. Hey, I've been offered it. Because they would leave. If they got a better option, they would leave. They'd say, peace out. Goodbye.
True that.
Your boss would be like, don't let the door hit me on the way out. Pew! Feet don't fail me now. Pew! So tell them what's up. And if they can't match it, and you're then, hey, I really appreciate the offer. And then you look for a way to help somebody out later on, too.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Case dismissed. Go run along, make a lot more money, and have a healthy life. The end.
Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Nicole. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. That's why I was elected judge.
That's why.
Yeah, that's Judge Commenter for you.
And that makes sense.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I have crazy anxiety, right? So much so that I take anxiety medication. I've been slowly tapering down from it. But in the middle of the day, my heart will just start beating through my neck, and I have to, like, take a second. And that second turns into sometimes an hour. And I don't sleep well at night. So my girlfriend says, hey, why don't you try this app, right? And I'm like, what is this app that you tell me of? And it's called – I'll tell you what it's called in a minute, right?
Okay.
And she goes, first of all, I have trouble with the TV off, even when I sleep. When I was growing up, I never had a bedroom until I was, like, junior year of college, I never had a bedroom my whole life. I slept on the couch because our house was small. We didn't have enough bedrooms. So I slept on the couch, and underneath the couch was my closet. I kept all the clothes underneath the couch in the living room. But because I was in the living room, the TV was always on, and that's comfortable for me because that's how I grew up. And so I have trouble with the TV off, but also know that the TV's on. It's stimulating my brain.
Yeah, you're not able to get a full night's rest.
So she's off in doing shows, and I talked to her last night before she is about to go on. She goes, hey, try this app. And what you do is you tell it how long you want it to talk to you, right?
Oh, wait. Okay.
What?
Okay.
And again, I am completely not down with it.
Okay.
But if she recommends it, I'll try it once. And she goes, okay, so try it. And it tells you random things to think about for 15 minutes. So I'm going to push the button and let you hear what happens, okay? I'm going to push put me to sleep.
Okay. Perform this activity with your eyes closed as you are trying to fall asleep.
You close your eyes and you think about
it. My sleep button will describe one scene at a time. When you hear the description, please imagine it.
Okay.
For example, if my sleep button says man and woman jogging, then imagine a man jogging with a woman.
That's it.
Imagining diverse random scenes may make you drowsy to the point of falling asleep.
Okay.
Now let's begin. A sun deck.
Think about it. Like a sun deck. And then 7 seconds later, something else comes up again. Here you go.
Zipping a pencil case.
So now I'm zipping up a pencil case. And I'm laying there with my eyes closed thinking of this stuff. Another one.
A child sleeping with a teddy bear.
And so you start thinking of these things. And for 15 minutes, it just reads these to you, right? 15 minutes. Here's another one.
Ice in a punch bowl.
And so I'm like, she's nuts. And for the first 3 or 4 minutes, I'm just sitting there going, this is stupid. This is stupid. This is stupid.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps going, right? And I remember lasting all 15 minutes and it finishing and saying, you know, whatever, you know, a guy putting on a hat. And it wrapped up. And I was like, well, that was a stupid. And I was out.
What?
I don't remember. Now, I slept for about 4 hours, which for me is a long time.
That's amazing.
I
think that app works. It must.
I just sat there and was thinking about all these things. And it's called the sleep button. Hold on. No, my sleep button.
Okay.
And it's free to do that one, but they have in-app purchases where if you want to buy different things.
Ooh.
Like if you want like I don't know. They want different. I don't know. But anyway, I did it last night and it worked. I felt like it worked. So it's not a commercial because you can even change the voice gender. Wow. Who knew?
Oh. What would you change it?
I mean, I don't want a dude talking to me as I go to bed.
Picture.
Blue jeans going on me.
A baby.
What?
The teddy bear.
So, okay, that's what it's called. And I sat there last night, and I was a skeptic, and I did not think it would work, and I don't sleep well, but...
Photocopying a book chapter.
So I start thinking of putting a book on it, like a copier.
I wonder how they pick what they're going to have you picture.
Wearing sunglasses in the car.
Like, why?
Why that?
There's no answer. Who knows? And there it goes.
A glass ceiling.
A glass ceiling. Now, then I go, is it like a metaphorical glass ceiling or a real glass ceiling? And then before I can get to it, it gives me another
one. Bells ringing softly.
I'm yawning.
And then I was out. I'm telling
wow,
you.
Okay.
I'm going to try it again, but it was the first time I'd ever even heard of this app. It's called, My Sleep Button is what it's called.
Okay. I'm going to have to record what my husband does for me now that you play that.
What do you mean?
I'll have to record it. You'll have to wait. You have to
wait. Oh, he does something for
you
too?
He talks to me.
Oh, like this? Mother's Day is this weekend, so here you go. Things that moms want. One, time. That's what they want the most, time. Like to herself.
Yeah.
Eddie, you got a wife?
Yeah. So just let her go somewhere?
You got two kids. Like, what's the plan?
Well, the plan is to just make everything about her that day. She doesn't do anything. She gets to kind of just chill, and we cook and clean, and I pretty much run the house, which I need help, so I'll get the kids to help me.
Could she go do something by herself, you think?
I don't think she wants to. I think the thing, we tried that before, like go get your nails done or whatever, but she just wants to kind of just hang with us.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, my best thing is just to do what she would normally do, which is just kind of cook and take care of the rest of us.
You do her part.
So yeah, I'm going to have to run the household.
Do you really do that though, or does she come in and like kind of
like
it?
She'll probably come in and help a little bit.
Yeah. Do you get her anything nice?
Yeah, I have to. You guys said the other day that I got to get her something, even though she just had a birthday.
Yes, of course.
It's rough. I don't know what I'm going to get her.
Other things they want, flowers.
Okay.
Wine.
Ooh.
Does she drink wine?
She does, and she likes flowers.
Sleep.
She would love sleep.
A clean house.
That's what we're going to do.
Can you clean the house?
Of course I can.
Can you do a good job at it?
Yeah.
Except she doesn't have to go back?
I'm so detailed that I can really clean a house.
You aren't detailed.
But you don't fold clothes. Like, you have laundry mats.
Laundry I won't do. But that's not cleaning the house.
Yeah.
Her car washed and then a special dinner. So what will you do for food?
I will probably make something. Maybe a little hand-rolled sushi. Because she really loves sushi.
You've said that numerous times that you're going to make sushi and then you never do. Can you please
How
do it
How do you know I never do?
Because you always come back, we ended up just getting pizza.
That's true. That's usually what you say every time you talk about hand rolling sushi.
So there's one thing I'm not good at. It's just time management. So like sometimes I think, I want to make sushi, and then we run out of time. I'm like, let's just order pizza. Is that cool? She's like, yeah. So that's what we do.
Is she pretty just go with the flow? Like,
she
yeah.
is. She's just like me. We're both like, at the start of the day, let's do 15 things a day. And at the end of the day, we only do two. And we're like, wow, well, that was exhausting.
Oh, well, that's cool, because so neither one of you ends up annoyed.
Yeah, we're both happy about it.
You know, my girlfriend and I are the same, too, about not that. We're the opposite of you guys, but we're the same.
Oh,
okay. That's all that matters.
They set out to do 15 things, and they do 30.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And it's like, how many extra things you get done today? But, yeah, we're very calendar time. Got to get in, you know, got to be here by this point so you can be at the next place on time, too.
Oh. My husband and I are the opposite.
You are. Like, he's buttoned up military time. Does he talk in military time?
Yes.
He does. He's like,
Oh, 300.
It's 2200.
I mean, it's just out of habit. I think if he's aware and having a normal conversation with people, then yeah. But sometimes around me, he'll just do the military time. Or if he's sending an email and I'm attached to it, I'm like, honey, you can't communicate like that to people. Or like, he'll reply back in a text to me, just C. Like, I'll tell him something on text, and all I'll get back is the letter C.
Is that confirmation?
It's copy.
Oh, copy.
Copy that.
And I'm like, Roger. I know. And sometimes I'm like, you gotta. But I get it. Who he's dealing with in a day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis, they speak that lingo. And he's always operating off the world clock. Did you know there's a world clock? Yeah.
Huh.
It's one that they all operate off of. Out of
is that the iPhone clock? Because I have that.
I think it's in like I could be wrong, but England somewhere. I don't know.
It's like Greenwich.
Is that it? That's
I don't know.
Probably it. I don't know.
I don't know. What? C.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, Karen from Little Big Town's on. Hey, Karen.
Hi. What's up?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What do you do in the morning? Like when you're home on a weekday?
I drink like 5 cups of coffee and start working and take Elijah to school and, you know, try to work out. I'm not as disciplined as you are, though.
Yeah, but I mean, because you live two lifestyles, the on-the-road lifestyle. Do you wake up later on the road?
No, I'm an early riser because Elijah's an early riser. Not so much.
I don't even know. Are you in a sock by any chance right now?
Does it sound like I'm in a sock?
A little bit, yeah, it does. It's okay.
Is it really?
Are you in your...
I'm in the Bahamas.
Oh, come on with that. Dang.
I'm sorry.
She's like, life stinks. I'm waking up so early. Dang.
But that's why it sounds like a sock, maybe? Yeah. Let me try a different place.
Probably. No, you're good. If you're in the Bahamas, we forgive her, right?
Yeah.
Does it sound better in here?
Yeah, sounds good.
It didn't sound good with the ocean waves.
Come on. All right. So Karen from Little Big Town's on the phone from the Bahamas. And what we're doing right now, we actually have an exclusive for a whole 24 hours. You can watch their brand new video for happy people at bobbybones.com. And so go look at it because it's the only place that you can see it. So tell everybody what they're going to see when they see this video, Karen.
Well, you're going to see lots of our friends and family are in this video, but it just shows, you know, a lot of different folks from around the world, and it just celebrates the joy, you know, of that song. And we kind of thought it was perfect for you guys because
of Pimpin' Joy and you always do the Tell Me Something Good segment. And we were like, you know, he would be the perfect person to share the Happy People video with.
Well, I appreciate that, even though... Yeah. Like, she's back in the sock a little bit.
Am I back in the sock again?
Just a little bit, but it's okay. We heard everything you said, and it sounded very sincere. We just we appreciate a little less because it's come from Bahamas. We're just a little bitter right now that you're in the Bahamas.
I'm sorry. I am working. I'm going to work tomorrow, though.
How do you work? What are you going to do? Like, do you write songs?
No, we're singing. We're going to meet a bunch of folks that are coming off of a big cruise ship, and we're going to go sing for them. And then we're going to stay another day, and another cruise ship's going to come in, and then we're going to sing for those folks, and then head back to Nashville. It's a rough life, I know, right?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Yes, it's a rough life. Well, congratulations. The video's up now. I watched it a little bit ago. I think it's fantastic. We're going to play Happy People right now as well on the radio, and hope everybody goes to BobbyBones.com. And Karen, we're just giving you a hard time. We're really happy you called in. I know you're, you know, eating coconuts, sleeping in the cabana. Life is great. You didn't have to call us. I really appreciate that you did.
No, well, you didn't have to, do the world premiere for us either, so I appreciate you doing that. And I'll have some coconut water in your honor today.
All right. Karen from Little Big Town. Bye, Karen. Have a good day.
All right. Love you guys.
I was reading this email that Steve Harvey sent to a staff. I laughed. So I'll read. Did you guys read this, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, good. So,
yeah. Good.
Sometimes you just get inspired by things.
Wait, you're inspired by this?
Let me read you what Steve Harvey wrote to his staff.
Okay.
He says, "Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like for you all to review and hear the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room. No stopping by or popping in. No one. Do not come by my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you do open the door, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now."
Oh.
"That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I've been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends no more." Or "this ends now. No more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I am seeking more free time throughout my day. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise I will not entertain you in the hallway. If you're reading this, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense to the way I do business. It is good for my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all. Signed, Steve Harvey."
Okay, so when you read that, what do you think as a businessman?
I think that he's not able to get any time. Yeah. I think he just wants, in the middle of his radio shows and TV shows and stand, that he would like to have at least a little bit of privacy in his dressing room.
Yeah.
And be able to walk down the hall and without people just going, da, 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 da. That's what I think.
Okay.
And I think he also put an email on purpose so it would get out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Because otherwise it would have been some sort of like.
Yeah, you just say it and people go, "Oh, Steve Harvey." It was for sure supposed to get out.
So who was it written for?
People.
The people reading it? You.
Yeah, yeah. I felt that when he said
that. People that work on a show.
Okay.
Because you just feel like he's trying to get 5 minutes of time or 10 minutes of time. He can't even walk down the hall without people going, Steve, let me.
Yeah.
So I don't hate it. People are like, "Oh, what a jerk." I don't hate it. I love direct communication. Because I've written one myself.
Oh good.
Here we
wonderful.
Go.
Yeah, this was from me to you guys. Yes.
Boy. So.
In honor of Steve Harvey's letter of open communication, I have written an open communication letter to the members of this show.
Oh, great.
Both in this room here and in the glass room.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
"Hello, staff of the Bobby Bones Show. Stop complaining about how cold the studio is."
Here we go.
"If I snap my fingers, Eddie, the temperature must be dropped by 2 degrees. If you say it's too cold in here, anyone, expect to be removed. Do not park in my spot in the garage. This ends now. Even though it's not marked, everyone knows it's my spot. TV spoilers are no more. Do not talk about any show you started watching on Netflix that we haven't finished yet. I want the spoilers to stop now. I will need to be transported from the studio to the bathroom via piggyback ride."
Oh, wow.
Okay.
"Do not complain about how many times I play All-Star in the dance party." Okay. "Smash Mouth rules. If you're reading this, I mean you. If you're reading this and your name is Amy, yes, I mean you too. This is good for my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you, Bobby.
Who's giving you the piggyback?
Hey, that's pretty good.
Remember that time you said, when I'm being unreasonable, let me know? I think you're being unreasonable.
I don't feel like that was that bad.
Hey, well, Eddie.
Oh, here we go. 2 degrees.
Yeah. No. Stop.
But Bobby, you
realize, it's already at 67 degrees. It's colder than it's ever been in the studio today.
66 now.
If we were to get removed every time we said it was cold, like, you would be doing your show by yourself.
Yep, let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, let's try it.
It's cold.
So
no, Amy, get out.
It's freezing.
Like, I brought a blanket to work today because...
You think better when it's cold.
No.
And you guys also aren't sitting under this 1930s piece of crap board that we have in the studio.
You should put that in your letter. I need a new board. This ends now.
There you go. I've tried that. They built us a new studio in Austin.
Yeah.
That makes our studio here.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah.
I mean... That's a different letter.
Yeah.
That one's, can we have a new board?
please.
Please. We don't have one. But I'm sitting by this big heat.
Give me some of that. Put that board over here. I'll take it. Give me the buttons.
Okay. We're done. Thank you all for listening to the new policies, okay?
Okay. Good. Get your bones on Bobby
Bones Show. I was in a hotel, I guess on Monday, because I was in California. I was in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I don't even know the channels. I travel so much. I've memorized the channels for different systems.
Wow.
Like, I know where TBS is on, like, six different channels. I know where Nick at Night is on, like, six different.
Wow.
So, I'm a numbers person, though. Like, I know my credit card number. I know all this stuff.
You know your credit card number?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
No, don't say it.
So, I'm flipping through channels, going to my channel. But I didn't recognize this cable system I was on. So, I'm, like, searching. And I don't know why, but the remote stopped on the Kardashian. I never watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. It happens to me sometimes. I don't know why. I just get stuck.
It gets stuck, right? So I'm watching it, right? Like, that's just so... Like, I'll watch it, like, 40 minutes later, right?
Yeah.
I can't get it off the channel.
You loved
it's
it.
It's stuck on E, yeah.
It was so ridiculous.
I know.
And it was... They were in, like... It could have been rerun, because, again, I don't think I've ever watched an episode.
Well, it was...
They were in...
the dad on there?
No.
Was it Bruce Jenner? That's how I can tell if it's a rerun or not, too.
No, they were in, like, having a vacation.
Uh-huh.
Their whole life's a vacation. But they went on a family vacation to an island, and Chloe was trying to hang out with the mom, and the mom wanted some quiet time. And they were talking about why Tristan Thompson wasn't on the show. She was like, I just think our life needs some privacy. He doesn't want the cameras around. He played basketball for the Cavaliers.
Oh.
She was talking about how good Cleveland was. She's like, they have winter. Anyway, I watched, like, 40 minutes of that stupid show. I think I watched two episodes. But it was full of those scene resetters. It's all it is.
What's a scene resetter?
It's like 5 minutes of, like, some piece of content, and then it's like, shot of this, shot of that, shot of this, shot of that, shot of this, shot of that, new scene.
Oh. That's what that's called?
I don't know.
Okay. It's like when they change locations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very like Laguna Beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, totally.
That Scott Disick guy cracks me up.
He's great.
He jumped in the bed with the Courtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
They were, like, having a slumber party. I don't know. But I watched it. I'm not going to lie to you. I watched it, and I was kind of like, huh. I felt worse about myself afterward, because I easily could have put it on the news and watched, like,
totally
made myself a better person. But I didn't. I watched the Kardashians.
Sucks you in sometimes.
I know. But Kanye wasn't on there. Is he ever on that show?
I don't.
I saw
some
where
like
he
I
was
watch
on.
It regularly. I don't think so.
Our producer, Raymond. Ray, do you watch the show?
My chick watches it all the time.
So you watch it?
Yeah.
And Kanye's not on there?
He's never on there. When he did his clothing line, he was on there one time.
Yeah, I think they did the fashion show once, but that's it.
So I always wanted a pair of Kanye's shoes, Yeezys.
Yeah.
And so I never asked Amy for a pair, but for my birthday, she got me a picture, and they're impossible to get. Because as soon as they come out, people go, boom, buy them. But Amy knows somebody who works at the shoe place, and so... She's like, here, I got you some Yeezys. They're not here yet. And yesterday they were delivered to my door, and we dropped them off. And you can see a picture of them on my Instagram. Not a cheap shoe, I'll be honest with you. And so I have them on. I love them. And they are what they are. But then everybody's like, these are fake.
Yeah. There's people making comments, and they're analyzing the shoe, and they're saying it's fake. And I'm like, no, I had them verified. They're not fake. They're not fake.
Amy took the shoes and sent them to a different person to have them verify, and they came back to me with a tag on them that said, have been verified real.
Yes.
But go look at my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can see these shoes and see everybody fighting about if they're real or not. I had no idea there's like a thing.
Yeah, there's like an Instagram account called Yeezy Buster.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. They bust the fake Yeezys and, you know, the disrespect to the shoe.
Oh, so, you don't want disrespect to the shoe.
I just need people to... Listen, I'll comment back to everybody, but I found myself getting way too into it this morning, replying back.
Oh, you were fighting
verified.
With people?
No, and I wasn't fighting, but I was like, yo, these are verified.
Yo. Because they're a rapper's shoes, you have to say yo?
No, but I just felt like being like, stop hating.
Well, they're up, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Do y'all see them again?
You like them?
I love them. I think they're fantastic.
I see them.
Yeah, I picked that color out.
I don't know.
Oh, a
this
lot
looks
of people.
Fake, dude.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, the stitching looks off. No. The stitching.
Someone was like, the line's not straight. I don't. What do I know? But as far as I know, they're real. Someone wants to come in and look at them. We can appraise them on the air.
Ooh, that's cool. Good idea.
That makes me nervous. But they're real.
They're real. Dr. Phil was injured in a dirt bike accident.
What? He dirt bikes?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And he didn't want anyone to know, so he hit it.
Why? What, something's else going on with that. Who is he dirt bike riding with? Huh. That just doesn't
That mean. Happened to Bobby Petrino, the Razorbacks head coach. Oh. He was on a motorcycle and had a wreck with a girl on the back.
Oh,
that's,
no.
That's how he ended up losing his job.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm happy that Coach Bielema is there now, but that's how they found... That was his whole downfall. He was riding a motorcycle with a girl had on the back of the bike.
Dang.
And so... Phil, Dr. Phil, his last name is McGraw, by the way. Are him and Tim related? I always thought Dr. Phil's last name was Phil.
I don't think they look anything alike.
Me too.
Like, Dr. Phil. That's it.
Not but, McGraw.
Yeah. Phil McGraw was injured in a dirt bike accident. He's fine now, but he did not want anyone to know about it. His staffers are calling it Motorcycle Gate.
Oh, God.
He was practicing a dirt bike trick. Can you imagine that?
No, I thought you were
with
like,
some of his
small.
Hollywood stuntman friends, and he landed awkwardly and dislocated his shoulder and also messed up his ribs. His injuries were so severe that he was laid up in bed. The secrecy was so intense, staffers called the situation Motorcycle Gate. I need a scandal or something. Because
like
I'm reading, I'll tell you, I'm reading this book right now. Something, anything. Here's what I'm going to do. One's going to come out. I'm going to make one. I'm going to have one come out, okay? And you can believe it or not. But sometime in like the next year or so, I'm going to put a scandal out there.
Oh, I can't wait.
And we'll just see
But how are we going to know?
You won't.
We're just
That's
gonna
cool.
Have to believe
I like it.
Believe it or not?
Believe it or not. Believe it or not. So.
Is it going to be like that scandalous thing right there, motorcycle game?
You never know, because I'm reading this book about David Letterman, but he didn't write it. They wrote it. It's like people that spent their time with him.
So you're telling me one day we can write a book about you?
If the person is important enough, I don't think anyone would care.
Well, I have goals for you.
Great. I appreciate that.
Okay.
But, you know, Letterman was involved in like a sex scandal. Remember? Because
he
was hooking up with the intern. She was his intern, but not later. But she was in her 20s, whatever. But then the dude was going to like blackmail Letterman.
That's right.
And he was like, uh-uh. And so he went out and was like, I'm doing it. And he got in trouble, you know. But that, like... I'm so like, there's nothing about me that's interesting. As far as like, I have no edge.
Yeah.
I need a scandal.
Yeah, you're pretty boring.
Yeah.
Like,
what can we come up with?
I have about 5 hours a day of thoughts, and they all come out on the show, and then I got nothing. I need a scandal.
Okay.
So I'm going to make, something's going to happen. I'll make it up, but you can believe it or not.
Okay.
I mean, you have to start adding something to your lifestyle, though. Slowly,
no,
right?
It had to be real.
Oh.
But like, I don't, like, I've never done a drug.
We can
plant it on me.
Oh,
they call the gun.
That's dirty.
Ooh,
like 13 reasons.
Get you pulled over with like 40 pounds of.
I don't really want to go to jail. I want to create something.
40 pounds. I don't want 40 pounds of anything in my car.
What's wrong with you?
Gosh, Amy.
Recently, wasn't there like 40 pounds of meth or something?
Johnny Depp has blown through $650 million in 13 years, apparently.
What?
That's awesome.
That is so impressive.
Listen to this story.
I can't even imagine.
So there's a whole legal dispute right now where Johnny Depp's fighting his money managers. And when you just hear what he was spending money on.
Tell me.
Amy, you're going to be beside yourself.
Okay.
So he made $650 million in the past 13 years.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Just listen to this. He bought... 3 islands in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
Legit.
That'll do it.
He bought 5 properties in a cul-de-sac in West Hollywood. Oh. He had a 40-person staff that cost him $3.6 million a year. He spent $350,000 a month to maintain his yacht. A month. So that's, again, you're talking about another $4 million a year.
Wow.
He had originally bought this yacht for $10 million and spent $8 million renovating it, and he sold it and took a huge hit on it. He shells out big bucks for his ex and their kids, and he should. And he spends $30,000 a month on wine.
Wow.
What?
On wine.
That's a little much.
But I mean, how many people are drinking it?
I don't think it matters.
Staff of 40 in it.
He's blaming the management group for mismanaging his income.
So is he broke or what?
They say he's not broke, literally, but he didn't have enough cash to live his lifestyle, which is $2 million a month.
Okay, sell an island.
Right, and that's the thing. It takes time to do that. He didn't have the liquid cash. But I always read about these people. Like, for the first time in my life, I have someone that helps me with my money because I don't know what I'm doing. I grew up broke. I don't know what money does. I don't know how to. So I have someone that I always wonder if they're going to run away with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could.
Because you read about that all the time.
Yeah, like, and I'm kind of like Johnny Depp.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Minus like $650 million.
Dude, if you had an island of the Bahamas, like, I'd hit you up all the time.
To do what?
Yeah.
To go.
Just you have an a island family. By yourself?
I'd bring the family. What are you talking about?
You gotta
about?
Pay to get them out of there.
That's true. Good point. I'd never go.
People just run away with, like, I always, like, Dane Cook, right? That was his name?
Yeah. The comedian.
Like,
his brother.
His brother stole all his money.
It's terrible.
And Mary J. Blige. Like, a lot of these people, I think Mary J. Blige is one of, a lot of these, they're just like, because they don't know what, and I'm that person. I have no idea what to do with money. Nothing. I don't live out of my means. I pay, you know, I have my mortgage. I don't have a crazy lifestyle. I didn't start spending a bunch of money on something crazy. Like,
us.
Yeah, I was like, me.
You guys do just fine.
We can do better.
Well.
But you can still buy stuff. I mean, if you're looking to buy things.
I'm not looking to buy things. I got to buy something scandalous.
Oh. Be like, Bobby Bone just bought his co-host Amy a new car.
No, ooh, that's a good scandal. That's the worst scandal ever. That's a terrible scandal. I got to go to the dentist. I have more teeth problems. Hmm. My back tooth is about to fall out.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Like, top right back. C12 molar 16.
Top right
or
back.
Or whatever they say. Yeah, like top right back. You know, you go to the dentist and they're like, oh, let's get a breaker 1-9 on the 12 molar.
Yes. And number 13, yeah, lower to 4 spot.
They're trying to keep it all secret, but really they're like, man, you got a dirty mouth. Mm-hmm. They're like 14 French fry, but really that means this is disgusting.
There's a French fry in 14.
Yeah. Between 14 to 13, we got a peanut. So I have a gap, like a huge gap. And between my very back tooth and the other one,
uh-huh.
I feel it loosening. I just don't have time to go to the dentist right now.
So what are you going
to
do?
I'm eating everything on the left side. I've converted. I've converted all the left side. So if you see my left jaw start to get really big and strong, it's because I'm only eating on the left side right now. Because my back right top, number 72-3.
It's kind of a little off.
Yeah, and since there's a gap, food gets stuck up there. Mm-hmm. Then my breath stink.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly flossing it, so that means it's bleeding all the time because I'm constantly, and I don't let it heal. Anyway, I just thought you should know that for some reason.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going through right now.
I appreciate
it. Try to go to the dentist.
My whole life's a mess right now. The only part of my life that's not a mess right now is my relationship, and that's only at 80%.
Yeah, and it went down 3% since yesterday.
Since yesterday, because my girlfriend sold me out to Eddie.
That's right, and I loved it.
No.
That's what friends are for, I think. That's what she said?
No. It was crap, because what happened was Eddie left some clothes behind in the locker room, in our dressing room, at iHeart Country Festival. Old, wet clothes. And I was like, Eddie left them behind, and they were so old. I was like, just leave them. He must not have cared enough to take them with him. She texted him and was like, hey, do you want these clothes? Eddie said, yes. That was it. She was a great person for doing it. Then she goes, Bobby told me to leave them behind. I was like, why did you have to include that?
I'm glad she told me.
So we were already in a fight anyway. Like, we had a real fight.
We don't know anything about that fight yet.
Yeah, but I'm going to say it's her fault. But we were at 83% on this Rotten Tomatoes scale. Like, it was still fresh. But it's 80 cents.
Okay.
Since you sold me out to
Eddie.
So
now we've gone down.
Yeah, so that's...
And that's what's going right in your life right now.
Yes. Everything else...
A slowly declining relationship.
Wow. 80's good.
80's average.
No.
Yeah,
but if you go 70, down to...
A C is average.
Okay, if you go down to 77...
Hey, relationships tonight, go up and down. Sometimes you get ups and downs.
Yeah, they fluctuate. You're right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all. So. But the tooth just compounds.
The number 14? 12?
Yeah, we got to break one.
Back like, niner.
Pencil breaker. What? So, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, it's good. Everything's good. I just got to get a dentist. But it's just a whole thing. My dentist is awesome, by the way. Like, I really enjoy going to my dentist. Like, the people there. I don't like going to dentist. I never went to dentist my whole life until I was in my 20s. And so I've been catching up my whole life. But then I go, and it's like 45 minutes away. And then they have cookies there. And how do you not eat a cookie whenever they make them fresh at the dentist's office?
It's really nice.
I know. Yeah. So I go to the dentist. I eat a cookie. On the way in and then on the way out. And I feel terrible about myself.
Like, dentists shouldn't want you to have sugar, so
that'd be nice.
Unless
you know you want it.
Oh, I do too.
Right?
I do too, but that's tempting. That's like gyms that put food out. I don't get it.
Then I can't work out because I had my tooth done and I had two cookies.
Oh no, because you can't wear.
Yeah,
and then you just feel gross. You eat more.
And then
cookies.
I'm just like, I might as well mail this one in. Give me more cookies.
Cookies.
So basically, I'm Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
But I gotta get an appointment today for like 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
I emailed my boss yesterday. I was like, I hit a wall yesterday about 8:30. Hit a wall for the first time this year. I was like, poop. I don't even remember some of the segments we did yesterday. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, I want to hear the whole story here. This woman was forced to pee in a cup at her seat on a United flight. Now, when you first hear that, and my thought was, too, like, where's the iPhone video?
Mm-hmm.
They get everything else. If I see somebody peeing in a seat, the first thing I'm doing is filming it. Not for my own personal use, but just to put it online. Come and be like, look at this. Hey, TMZ, look what I got. So Nicole Harper had to use the bathroom during a flight, but was forced to stay in her seat because the captain had turned on the seatbelt sign. Here she is, I believe, talking about it.
I'm going to need to go. This is urgent. I have an overactive bladder. You know, can I use the restroom? And she very rudely told me I was not allowed to get out of my seat. I was thinking that I was, like, on candid camera or being punked at this point.
Okay, so on the surface, this doesn't sound like it should have happened on the surface, but let's dig in a little more. They were going through apparently some pretty bad turbulence and they were about to land. And if they let her get up and walk and she hurts herself, that's a big lawsuit. And for her safety, there's a reason why you don't get up if it's turbulent or you're about to land. So do you A, let her get up and risk hurting herself to get to the bathroom when it's against the law, by the way? It's against FAA rules. You're just in a no man's land. Or do you give her a big cup to pee in?
Well,
I think that they did the right thing, man. It's tough. But if she goes to the bathroom and she hurts herself, her arm, or
no, I get it.
It's against the law.
You could get a concussion or anything. Turbulence is no joke. I read it was on the descend, but she has since come out and clarified that they were mid-flight. It was not on the descend.
Well, that's a different story.
So
if it was on the descend and there was turbulence, that's where my head is. That's what I read.
Yeah.
Things change. It's a fluid story, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But if it was against, like, what? You're just in a, there's a no-win there. If you let her go to the bathroom.
Couldn't there be something that now flight attendants recite? I mean, I get it's the safety of you and everyone else on board, but like legit, if you are about to like pee your pants, can there be something that flight attendants can just recite to you that's like quickly before you're peeing, like, or while you're walking to the bathroom, like, on behalf of United, you're making the decision to go pee on your own. If you hurt yourself, we cannot be held liable.
Is that like you have the right to an attorney?
Your Miranda rights?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, is there something that can
I don't think you can allow someone to break the law.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
You can't
bend it.
I'm interested to know where she peed. Like, at what, like, what point of the flight?
She said it was mid-flight. She peed in the cup.
But they're saying it wasn't. And if I were her, I'd say mid-flight. And if I were them, I would say we were landing.
And then she said, it's almost like she said they were shocked that she actually peed in the cup. And then they were like, we're going to have a hazmat team.
They gave her another cup, too.
The mess.
They gave her a second cup.
She said there wasn't a mess, but...
Well, there's a lot of he said.
I've had to pee in a cup before, and I feel like there would be a mess.
Okay.
You say more. You've had to pee in a cup before?
Yes. Every girl I know is not. Have you peed in a cup?
Yes, yeah, in my car when I was stranded, remember?
See, yeah, I'm peed in a cup.
Why don't you just go
and
outside?
It's messy.
What?
Just go outside.
What? No, not on the side of the road.
Oh, I've gone outside before. Yeah. I've done all of the above. Peed in a bottle, peed in a cup.
In a bottle?
In a cup.
I've peed on the side of the road. I've peed. You know, they make those funnels for girls.
Mm-hmm. Where you can stand up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. You learn a lot on this radio show.
Yeah. We're a real public service.
Yes, we are.
We're a real gym. We're like PBS. I go digging. They're built to dig. If they don't want us shoving it in our ear holes, don't make them so easy to go in our ear holes.
Exactly.
Like, make
it's the same size as our ear holes.
Exactly. It fits perfectly. Man, sometimes I'll get and I'll rub on that eardrum. I can feel it. It feels so good.
That, I mean,
woohoo!
We hear more and more you're not supposed to do that.
I know. But it feels so good. Injuries are common. 34 children visit emergency departments every day with ear injuries.
Wow.
Adults, too. But people say you're not supposed to stick Q-tips in your ear.
Right.
Where are you supposed to put them?
Your nose?
I mean, I guess.
On a wound?
Your ears. I mean, that's what they're made for. They may say now, like,
right,
for different places, they're made to go right in your ear hole.
Mm. They're not called ear swabs. They're called cotton swabs.
They're called Q-tips. It's like Coke or whatever it is.
Well, Q-tip did a good job of branding.
Oh, yeah. Yes. My grandma was like, hey, go with Q-tips. And they would always be generic Q-tips. They'd never be real Q-tips.
And like my parents called diapers Pampers.
Yeah. Or like Kleenex. Well, really, yeah,
Kleenex.
Tissue.
Never Pampers. Oh. That was never a thing for me.
But my family it is, I guess.
Pampers. There never any babies around, though.
In what? In your family?
My life.
Oh, yeah.
You were the baby?
Just come to my house.
I was the oldest. I know, right? I was the oldest.
Oh, so then there was no babies in your life?
No, but everybody was like a year or two younger.
Did you ever change your sister's diaper?
Mm-mm. I was 4 years older than her.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, so you've never changed a diaper?
No.
We should try this on Lunchbox.
Yes.
Try to change Lunchbox's diaper?
No.
I'm in. As disgusting as it sounds, I'm in.
Right?
Yep.
No.
Let me know when you're ready, dude. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on. I'm at my house last night, and I do a show from my house. It's called The Bobby Cast. I have a studio upstairs. And so, Brandi Clark comes over to the house. Like, crazy awesome. Huge fan of her music. So, baby, if you want the girl next door, go next door and go right now and don't look back. Don't so, she comes over, and we're going to talk about her music and life. Love can go to hell in a broken heartbeat minute. She also, like, wrote Better Dig 2. And Mama's Broken Heart. So there's a lot to talk about. But then she mentions that she's never, ever used a credit card. Ever. Like she's
speaking of that and being a little OCD, like I've never had a credit card. Because
wow!
Yeah, because I know I would get in trouble.
You've never had
never.
A credit card?
People are always shocked about that. I've never had a credit card.
That's amazing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, totally. This day and age, yeah.
You can listen to the whole interview or some of it or whatever. But search BobbyCast. You can get it on iTunes and subscribe, or you can go iHeartRadio and search it, whatever you want to do. But you've never done what that people are surprised. And people aren't surprised because I've never had a drink alcohol, but I've never been in a fist fight before. I've never been in a fight. And like I'd like to get in some of these boxing matches because they'll do like media boxing where they'll have somebody, two people fight each other. There are a few people in town I like to punch in the face.
Who?
But I can't because I only have one eye that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the doctor's like, because I only have one good eye. I literally have one. My left eye is the eye that works. My right eye only sees blurs in light. No color, no shape. So I can't get punched in that eye. So I've always stayed out of fights. Like, I just run. So I've never been in a fight, like a fist fight. Amy?
I'm thinking. Go, don't go to me next.
Lunchbox?
I have never, you know how people deposit their... Like checks and stuff via the phone? Never done it.
Like taking a picture of it?
Yeah. No, never done that. Like I don't... That technology stuff...
I don't think that one's that crazy because I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
Amy, I know you used to because... And you still may. I don't know what... But your military...
Yeah.
You had the...
Well, because USAA doesn't have a bank. So
yes.
It's not like I could just go drop off a check. Well, I still have the app. I take a photo of the check and then it deposits into the account.
Do you burn the check?
No. My husband... We have a shredder.
You do have to get rid of it, though?
Yeah, or if the shredder's not...
You do it twice?
No, if it's not accessible, he rips it up in a million pieces and flushes it down the toilet.
Oh, double.
Yeah.
Rip and flush.
Yeah.
Wow. I got a better one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have never downloaded a song to my phone.
Wow.
Whoa!
Wow, that's a big one.
Man.
What about streamed a song from your phone now? Either one?
Nope.
You never play music from your phone?
Nope. I mean, why would you? You got a radio and you got it... I just never have.
Do you even have the iHeartRadio app?
I do have it.
And you never used it?
No.
That's crazy.
I use my iHeartRadio app all the time. There are
my phone is used for Snapchat and music.
Yeah.
That's it.
Golly, what?
See, because it's hard to hear it out of your phone.
I listen through headphones or earbuds.
Oh, like walking around your house?
Yeah.
If I'm traveling, if wherever.
Cleaning?
You've never listened to any audio from your phone, like on purpose.
Like if I do a bit and I try to listen back to it, it's so hard to hear, or a voicemail, like it's just hard to hear.
You never think about plugging headphones in?
No, never thought about that.
That's crazy.
Wow, I do it all
the
time.
Dinosaur.
No, my dad listens to iHeartRadio with no headphones in public.
So until further notice, Michael Ray is still banned from our show, right? Because he ghosted Ray.
This is silly.
Yeah, it's pretty silly.
Yeah.
But Michael Ray was hanging out with Ray and said, hey, let's have a party. Come back to the bus. And then Ray went to the bus and Michael Ray wasn't there. Is that factually accurate, Ray?
Yeah.
And then he texted you after you told the story on the air and was like, oh, I never got your text.
Yeah, and he said that they left town early.
Which you know wasn't true because you went to the bus, and they're like, bus calls not till later tonight.
Right, and it just didn't make sense.
Yeah. So, for now, Michael Ray's on indefinite suspension from the show. Until we get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
So, that's it. I was kind of done with that story. Just what happens. So, a little more drama yesterday, but not about a different artist.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Somebody else to ban from the show.
Uh-oh.
So, Mike D's our phone screener. It's a segment producer. And so Mike D's like, hey, I tried to take a picture with somebody yesterday, and they said no pictures.
What?
True or false?
True.
Wow, where was this?
In the building, right?
Yeah, upstairs.
Oh, my goodness.
In the building?
Here? And they said no?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I'll play you a little bit of song and see if you can see if you can guess who it is. I'll play something old from him. Ready?
Oh. Is it Paramore?
Paramore. Yeah, Paramore's in the building, and they told Mike D couldn't get a picture of them.
Dang!
Haley's been really nice to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the deal?
I don't know. I went upstairs, tried to get a picture, and they're like, no pictures.
Banned.
Yeah.
Just banned.
Okay.
We play them all the time.
Because we're going to have them on, probably.
Yep. The only way they can get back in is to come in and perform.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, but you like, that's your thing, Mike D. You're a punk kid.
Yeah, I like them.
So you went, and so what happened? What was the whole situation?
I don't know. I just heard they were in the building, so I was like, hey, I'd like to meet them. Went upstairs, and they were like, we're not taking pictures. We're not going to wait around.
Dang. Were you hurt a little bit?
I was.
Yeah, that stinks. Yeah, she's always been really cool. I've met her a few times, even like outside of radio world. I've run into her. She's always been really cool. I'm sorry to hear that. I do like the Ain't It Fun song.
Oh, it's so good.
This is a good one.
This is a jam. Yeah. I like Paramore.
They're banned. Turn it off.
I'm not.
Except for this.
No, they're banned. They're banned from visiting.
Oh, yeah. Letting you
down easy, but just give it time. This is a jam, though, right?
I like this one. If it don't hurt now,
but just wait. This girl can sing, man. Like, I'm talking about, like, crazy. She's tiny. Give me to ban them or no, Mike D. It's your call.
I say we ban them.
They're banned.
Wow.
No Paramore. Have they ever been in?
No.
No.
Has Michael ever been in?
No.
I don't think so. They're all both banned, though. Get out of here with your artistness. Here we go. Ain't it fun living in the real world? That's a good song, man. Ain't it fun? That girl, she can sing like crazy. I had a story I was going to tell about her. I don't remember what it was. Huh, it's a good radio host to do.
Yeah.
Remember those good stories.
Yeah.
God, that's amazing.
I always get great content to fill in the blanks here. So that happened yesterday. What else I want to talk about? I have Lunchbox, this commercial, and it's for Screaming Sicilian Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Laughed out loud at the video that Eddie and Lunchbox
so
did.
So cute.
And it's not even supposed to be talked about on the air. Like, this isn't a commercial. But Lunchbox is like dressed as a kid, and he's like, Mommy, soup again.
No, Mommy.
And he's playing the mom and the kid.
Yeah, he has like, all the characters.
He's got like a, I don't even know if it's on our website, because it's a commercial that they made, but it's so funny that I posted it on my Twitter here.
I want you to quit being so boring and think outside the box. Let's have some pizza. Some screaming Sicilian pizza, Mommy.
So what was your character supposed to be?
No, they were just trying to say, you know, think differently, grow a stash, like, don't have a boring dinner. And so I just
kept like, no, like, your character. Like, are you like a kid?
I'm a kid.
Are you an Italian kid?
No, I was just a kid that came home from school and he wants to know what's for dinner. And
it's
he's
set like in the old school 1950s time, you know, and he's the little kid.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
I just got him.
I didn't get that it was set in the 1950s.
Oh, great.
Mommy, what's for dinner? You scared me again, little Jimmy!
Your mommy impression is terrible.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You sound like a dude trying to be a mom.
You sound like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. He is.
We're having soup. Of course we're having soup.
Soup again.
No more soup, Mom. Not tonight. Mom, I want you to quit being so boring and think outside the box.
Okay.
Soup
again.
Like, how is a woman supposed to sound?
I don't know.
Oh, little Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that's what you sounded like.
Soup again.
I want you to quit being so boring and think outside the box. Let's have some pizza. some screaming Sicilian pizza, Mommy. Okay, little Jimmy, I'm going to try some pizza.
That's funny. You boys had digits up with that one.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
I'd hire you guys up for a whole thing if I was a client.
I think the client liked it so much we might do another one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of pressure, though.
Super again. Go to Bobby Bones. I'm going to watch his ad. It's so funny. Super again. Lunchbox is like, no one knows who Dorf is, but there's a character that, never mind.
Okay.
Dorf.
Some people know who that is.
On what? What's he on?
Dorf on golf, Dorf on boating. He's a little character. He was a man.
Oh.
He's on a Carol Burnett
show. But he's a little man.
But he was a little man.
Got it.
Yeah. That Bow Wow challenge had me laughing out loud.
Hilarious.
Do you know the rapper? He used to be Lil Bow Wow. Now he's just Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know the story?
I don't know.
Okay,
it.
I'll explain it to you. Okay. So Bow Wow, the rapper. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah, he's like 30 now.
Yeah.
But Bow Wow.
Okay.
He posts on Instagram, like, got to go do some business in New York, right? And it's a private jet and two luxury cars. Like, he's about to get on. It's just a picture of the jet he's about to walk on. So you see.
Yeah.
Someone sees his Instagram and takes a picture of him sitting in the commercial plane beside him and goes, this guy just posted he's about to get on a private jet and he's sitting right next to me in the airplane.
Get out.
Yeah.
So people are like taking pictures of like fake rich things and going, Bow Wow challenge.
I love it.
Like, what are the odds that someone's on the flight with Bow Wow? On that flight, after he just posted like about to get on this private, it's a huge, it wasn't even like a small jet. It was a monster jet.
Yeah, living it up.
Was he posed in front of the jet,
no,
or just a picture of the jet?
It was just a picture. Oh. He wasn't there. Yeah, not a.
You know that he stole the picture from like a website, and people found where he got the photo from.
Oh,
so it wasn't even his photo.
Somebody try to find something rich today and hashtag Bow Wow challenge.
You got it.
Yeah, on Instagram. I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. I'll post one. I got to find something. Remember the time once Mike D and I were at the house? We don't know anything about like fancy cars. I don't know anything about cars. Like, I just don't know. And Mike D and I, yeah, we were enamored with this Bentley. We were like, oh my goodness, there's a Bentley. We probably looked at it for 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
We were just like, oh, look at the trunk. Like, we were like Googling how much Bentleys cost. And then,
so beautiful.
And then, and it was somebody in my neighborhood. It was parked in the driveway. And I don't live in like a super nice neighborhood. And you don't buy a Bentley where I live. And what kind of car was it?
A Hyundai Genesis.
They That's do awesome. Look a lot of like.
They really do.
I would have been better not knowing.
Yeah.
Because in my heart, I just saw a Bentley. We just watched a Bentley for a while. And then Mike D was like, that's a Hyundai, dude. So shout out to the Hyundai Genesis because they came through hard with a car that looked
challenge.
Like a, yeah.
They did their own.
About a month ago.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play Mom is Broken Heart from Miranda Lambert, which was up here to play anyway, but it's funny because Brandy Clark was over at my house last night doing a Bobby cast, a show I do for my house, and she actually wrote Mom is Broken Heart with Shane McAnally and Casey Musgraves and was talking about that song.
Shane actually had that idea for a long time. He wanted to write a song called Ain't Your Mama Something. He didn't know what the something was. And we just started throwing it around. And I don't remember who said Broken Heart. I thought, you know, it's a good song. And I think Shane thought the same thing. And Casey really, really felt something with that song. And she was going to, she did record it for her first record. And then Miranda recorded it. And she ended up singing on the Miranda version. And the rest is history.
So Mama's Broken Heart, that's from the Bobby Cash. You can hear that. Go to iHeartRadio and search it. Go to iTunes, search Bobby Cash. You can hear the whole story right there.
What's up, Bobby?
Thanks to Karen from Little Big Town. She called us from the Bahamas. And we have a world premiere of the new video, Happy People, up at BobbyBones.com if you want to go see it. It's the only place the video will exist for a day or so.
Whatever makes you happy.
I love that song. So thanks to her for calling in.
Happy people don't fail.
You can listen to the show if you go over to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show. Go to iTunes, search Bobby Bones Show. We changed our channel on iTunes. People were getting the podcast, and it changed like a month ago. Just a heads up, if you're not getting them anymore, that's why we had to move it. But it's there. Just research it. Subscribe. You can also search for the Bobby Cast. It's a show I do for my house. Last night, I had Brandy Clark over at the house. Artist, songwriter. She's written tons of stuff like Mama's Broken Heart.
Go and fix your makeup, girl.
Merry-go-round.
On this broken merry-go-round.
And then, of course, her stuff like Love Can Go to Hell.
Love can go to hell in a
So you can hear our talk where she talks about never in her life having a credit card.
Speaking of that and like have and being a little OCD, like I've never had a credit card. Because because I know I would get in trouble.
So it's a lot of like talking about music. So search Bobbycast either on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just trying to keep you busy. You know, like I say, whatever makes you happy, people. We got to go. Tomorrow we got the dance party. So that'd be fun. So thank you for listening today. We have a lot of places you can go listen to stuff. We appreciate you hanging out with us for however much amount of time you did. We do appreciate that very much. Thank you very. We'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.